So today is World No Tobacco Day, and a concerning number of locals here in the Upper Hunter and Australians as a whole admit to smoking cigarettes despite the well-known health implications they cause. Joining us to have a chat about it from the Banyans Healthcare Group is CEO Ruth Limkin. Ruth, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me here today.
Ruth, I have to admit to being a former smoker. I recognise the dangers and the effects it had on my health, but it looks like a lot of people don't recognise that.
Yeah, look, I think, first of all, congratulations on quitting. That's a really good decision for you, both health-wise and financially, let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
But look, I think people might kind of know that it is really bad for them and for their health, but they don't know how else to manage the stress. And let's face it, we've been through so much stress in the last few years.
Yeah.
So they're just turning to something really convenient and easy that might feel like it makes them feel better.
Ruth, I'll tell you, my experience back when I was a smoker was the fact that wherever you worked, you could go outside once an hour and not have to worry about work because you could have that
exactly.
cigarette and you can de-stress. And I think a lot of people associate the lack of stress with the cigarette when it's actually taking yourself away from your work. You can still do that without having a cigarette.
That's exactly right. You know, even just getting outside some fresh air, physically moving your body, change of scenery. And there's other ways you can do that. You can go and make a cup of tea or coffee or get some water or just even stretch. Just doing something to change the position and situation that you're in. Have a quick mental break.
Ruth, is it a concern that a number of people are going, oh, well, I'll give the cigarettes up, but I'll give the vaping a go? I mean, seriously, they're not that much better, are they?
No, in fact, there's some research that indicates that vaping's worse. And one of the other concerns is that there's some long-term health effects, which a lot of researchers believe are going to play out. But vaping's so new that we're going to look back in 5-10 years and be really concerned about the health of Australians.
That is disconcerting. So if anybody listening to me hammer into smokers this morning, if they wanted to do something about, at least having a go at giving it up, what should they do? What do you recommend?
So I reckon the very first thing they should do is talk to their doctor, because their doctor will have a whole range of different ways that's going to make that easier. You know, different things that can help with the withdrawal cravings, different psychological strategies. Their GP is a really great first start.
My recommendation is go easy on yourself. It's a really hard habit to give up, and to think that you can just do it perfectly in one. I mean, what is there in this world that we can do perfectly the first time?
Absolutely nothing. And I think you said you're exactly right. We have to be kind to ourselves. And, you know, if we do slip up, that's not the end of it. We just have another go.
Yep, that's it. Well, for World No Tobacco Day, Ruth Limkin from the Banyans Healthcare Group, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great day.